We are less than 2 weeks away from the sixth edition of the Jacksonville Downtown Celebration. It's happening this year on Saturday, May 14th. Jacksonville Main Street's Kristen Jenkins came on What's on Your Mind on WLDS on Friday to talk about what's happening this year during the all-day event. During prime time, the place to be will be on North and South Main Streets.
Simultaneously happening on opposite ends of the square, we have on the north lot The Good Dinosaur, which is a Disney Pixar movie, and we've got the Walgreens Snack Shack there. But then on the south side of the square, so right in front of Leo's Pizza under the arch, will be our main stage, and the band Two Way Crossing will be performing. And of course, there'll be some adult beverages down on that end. So both of those will be happening at the same time, and then everything will finish at the same time, right around 10 o'clock, depending on how long it takes us to get through the movie. We'll give everybody some time to get back up to the square. We'll be lighting off fireworks by the city of Jacksonville.
And as usual, WEAI 107.1 FM will broadcast the Jacksonville Public Schools Foundation drawing. And Jenkins says around the same time this year, Jacksonville Main Street is holding a drawing of its own.
Tickets are $5. You can go to any of the downtown businesses that are offering prizes right now. Purchase your ticket for $5, and we'll be drawing the winner on the main stage at about 6:45 that night. One person will win all 10 prizes, and the prizes are things like you get flowers for a year from All Occasions Flowers and Gifts. World Travel has donated a family trip for four to Branson. Gift certificates from several of the downtown restaurants and stores like Our Town Books and Soap Company Coffee House. There is a handcrafted stained glass piece from Jacksonville Art Glass.
And you can listen to the full interview with Jenkins by visiting the story on WLDS.com. Also on the story, you can view a link to the full downtown celebration schedule.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
Jacksonville police made two arrests yesterday and overnight. 21-year-old Haley Carl of the 600 block of North Prairie was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 10:45 a.m. for resisting a peace officer. Carl has been released on bond. 24-year-old Dylan Morgan of the 100 block of East Michigan was arrested at Main and Water at around 11:45 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. Morgan remains in custody. Jacksonville police reported one theft yesterday. Someone told police at around 4:30 p.m. that between 10 o'clock and 10:30 a.m. on Friday, she believed someone took her necklace with a gold cross on it from the dressing room at Passavant Area Hospital, valued at around $200, according to reports. U.S. Representative Rodney Davis has requested a meeting with the Federal Emergency Management Agency after the denial of Illinois' appeal for disaster assistance. Morgan and Scott counties were just a fraction of the Illinois counties that requested public assistance after flooding in December and January, according to a Congressional Research Service report. FEMA generally looks for a minimum of $2.50 per capita in infrastructure damage in a county before designating it for assistance. Davis and FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate have exchanged emails on the topic over the past month, according to a press release from Davis's office. Legislation sponsored by the congressman would require FEMA to place greater weight and consideration on the severe localized impact of disasters. The FEMA reform bill passed the House in February and is awaiting action by the Senate. Governor Bruce Rauner is taking action to streamline the state's administrative hearing process. 25 different state agencies handle administrative hearings, and about 100,000 requests come in each year. The burdensome process has created unreasonable wait times, says Governor Rauner.
We in Illinois deny true justice to these citizens because in many cases it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, even more than 3 years time when someone challenges a regulation for a hearing to be held and an adjudication to occur.
Rauner signed an executive order creating a pilot program to address the issue that will include exploring the idea of a central panel of adjudicators, improving technology to better track cases, and developing uniform rules for the hearing process. Illinois is not doing so well when it comes to air quality. A report from the American Lung Association released last month gives failing grades in that category to 16 out of 22 counties from which it was able to collect data, including Cook County. Grades are based on the level of ozone pollution. The full report is available on the American Lung Association website. We'll take a break and come back, look at news notes.
What do you get when you cross 40 years of experience with local ties right here in our community? You get Barfield Carpets. Steve and his crew know customer service is important to you. Knowledge and price are important when you're making decisions about your home. Barfield Carpets is such a trusted name, they're now serving their fourth generation of loyal customers. Barfield Carpets, experienced and local. Call Steve today, 243-2655. 243-2655.
News notes this morning, Bluffs School District is holding preschool screening dates today. City of Jacksonville Historic Preservation Commission will meet at 6 o'clock this evening in the Mayor's Conference Room of the Jacksonville Municipal Building. Water testing through the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy Program is taking place today from 9 until 10 p.m. at the Morgan County SWCD office at 1904 West Lafayette. And on the Passavant Area Hospital calendar, the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is holding a blood drive at the hospital today from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., and there's grief support group at 5 o'clock this evening.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 a.m. or 107.1 FM.